Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Ali. Thank you for joining us on live on Iman FM Breakfast Show. And I know you're busy going to work, so thank you for your time. Ali, I found your event on Twitter, and that's the power of Twitter for you. And first of all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to our show.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullah. Thank you very much for giving me the invite to be on your show.
You're welcome. And Ali, would you like to tell us a bit about your organization, and then we can talk about the event that you guys organized and took part in on Saturday in central London?
That's fine, inshallah. The name of our organization is Asirat Organization, set up in Birmingham with the aims and objectives of promoting dialogue, interfaith dialogue, building bridges towards between communities, ethnic minorities. And at the end of the day, it's all about promoting peace, love, and the true message of Islam.
MashaAllah. And when did this organization start?
Well, informally, we actually started in year 2000. And that was just kind of doing ground root, grassroots work. And then, alhamdulillah, we started our Rose Initiative in 2012. And this year, it's really picked up, alhamdulillah.
Before we move on to the Central London event, where else have you done the events recently?
You know, alhamdulillah, this year it was internationally coordinated. On the 19th of December, the Rose Initiative actually took place in 106 locations worldwide. We had Rose distributions in Auckland, New Zealand, in Sydney, Australia, all the way up to the coasts of Trinidad and Tobago. And alhamdulillah, even within the UK, we covered major cities such as Birmingham, Walsall, the different boroughs of London, Luton. So alhamdulillah, it was absolutely brilliant, mashallah.
And how did you manage to coordinate all those events at the same time, or virtually at the same time? How did that coordination take place?
You know, alhamdulillah, you know, you mentioned the benefits and the power of Twitter. Social media, alhamdulillah, is absolutely brilliant in terms of kind of relaying and getting hold of like-minded individuals out there. So alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we were approached by a lovely sister who said, "Oh, I really like your initiative and I'd love to be a part of it." And I think she called from Australia. So alhamdulillah, it was all word of mouth, and then the social media kind of put us in touch with a lot of people.
That's right, that's how I came across you, because obviously we've never met before, and this is the first time we've spoken to each other. And as I was saying to our Iman FM management and team, that I'm always on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. So obviously, when I'm working on the weekend, I don't get time to check them until I get home later in the evening. So when I was reading through the Twitter feed, I came across, you know, your roses and your pictures, you know, in Downing Street, and also your video with the BBC and so on. If you would like to tell us what event you had in central London, and whereabouts you went, and how it was received.
Okay. Well, going to 10 Downing Street was our finale, if you like. It's our kind of last event that we're actually distributing roses out to the public. Alhamdulillah, we were granted permission to go into 10 Downing Street and present a bouquet of flowers to David Cameron himself. And alhamdulillah, it was absolutely brilliant. The public out there, alhamdulillah, as you can imagine, always Richmond Terrace, a lot of people always there. And it was quite surprising, actually, because at that time we also had the NHS junior doctors doing the protest, and we also had some members of the Iranian community also. So the crowds were really, really big. And alhamdulillah, when we had a team of 13 or 14 Muslims walking around with roses, spreading the peace of love, spreading the message of love and peace, alhamdulillah, it spoke volumes.
You mentioned that did you actually go inside and meet David Cameron as well, or was just the bouquet was presented?
Well, we went into the door and we obviously gave some information about the Asirat organization, spoke a little bit about our initiative. Unfortunately, we weren't allowed to go inside. David Cameron had to go for some unforeseen circumstances. But inshallah, we are expecting him to get back to us, and maybe inshallah we can meet in the near future.
Inshallah, that's a very good positive news. That's the aim of Iman FM. You know, our ethos is to promote, you know, good Muslim stories, because as you know, in the media, unfortunately, as Muslims, we do get a very, very bad name, even though those incidents are nothing to do with Islam and nothing to do with Muslims. But it's a very, very good initiative you've taken up. And would you like to mention your website and how people can get in contact with you around the UK and around the world, and if you've got a like a Twitter handle for it?
Okay, just bear with me. I'm not the most technical of guys.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry to put you on the spot, but I thought, you know, it's a good opportunity to let our listeners know.
Our website is pretty straightforward. It's www.assirat.org.uk.
MashaAllah. And is there any social media addresses, or you can always send that over to me and I can always mention it?
That's fine. I will do that. I will send that over to you, inshallah. Inshallah.
Yeah, that'd be fine. And is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go? Because I know you have to get to work as well, so I appreciate it's a busy time as well.
No, it's just about sharing the message, the fact that we live in a multicultural society. Ethnically, you know, it's very diverse in the UK. And obviously, Asirat, and it's not just Asirat, everyone should have that duty. Everyone is an ambassador of Islam, so everyone should go out and try and promote social cohesion, interfaith dialogue, and everyone should try and utilize the skills of the Muslim brothers and sisters within the community, and try and have a collaborative joint approach. And inshallah, you know, we can actually remove all of these misconceptions. As you rightly mentioned, you know, there has been a lot of negative press as well. And, you know, I definitely speak for a majority of the Muslims out there. We wholeheartedly oppose, you know, the barbaric acts that have been committed in the name of Islam. And alhamdulillah, one thing, brothers, are here just before I go, the public, the British public, alhamdulillah, they've been so supportive. And it's really, alhamdulillah, reassuring that people actually know that Islam is a religion of peace and not hate, the way that unfortunately sometimes it's perceived as.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, we did our own initiative here. You know, the Iman FM team and management, we did our own initiative. It was actually on the 23rd of December, just before Christmas. What they did was, you know, very similar to your Rosie's philosophy, we did a sweets one, you know, with cards and messages in there. And that was held by the Iman FM management and team. And that took place in Rotherham and Sheffield. So that was coordinated at the same time. So like the philosophy of your Rosie's, we did one on the same nature regarding, you know, using sweets and doing the same sort of thing. So alhamdulillah, in the future, if you do come to Sheffield, then feel free to pop into the Iman FM studios, and then we both can get involved with that as well.
That'd be absolutely brilliant, inshallah.
Jazakallah for your time. I know you need to go to work, and really, really appreciate giving 10 minutes of your time at breakfast time, which I know is very, very difficult for people at times. So inshallah, we'll be in contact, and inshallah, in future, if I'm doing the show, then you're more than welcome to pop back on and give us some more initiatives of what you're up to.
That's fine, inshallah. Jazakallah, thank you very much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Right, that was Ali from Asirat organization, and thank you very much to him for giving his time to us. And I know it's very, very difficult at breakfast time because people are going to work. And that's a brilliant news story, and well done to him for present and his team for presenting the roses to 10 Downing Street. And also, it was a great event in terms of promoting love and peace, as he mentioned. And we also did our own sweet distribution in Rotherham and Sheffield on 23rd December, and that was coordinated